Stacey and Chase Fu, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. East Coast Radio.
We are back and we come bearing moral conundrums.
Uh-oh.
So, just so everybody knows, this party in question and the organizer of said party in question is aware that I'm telling the story on the radio today.
Okay.
So don't at me on the WhatsApp line. Now, this is almost quite fortuitous because Jay Spru does have a birthday coming up later this month, and perhaps we need to sort this out now before we get to that night and then there's a drama, right?
Please.
So this friend of mine is having a birthday soiree.
Mm-hmm.
She's quite well-to-do. You know, she kind of talks like this. She's very fancy, right?
Darling.
And, no, but it's one of those things where when you're around her, you also kind of, you start to like embody that.
Yeah, your accent changes. So,
precisely on that very basis. What on the Woolworths water, right? So everything is going very well. We get the invitation. Invitation is fancy. There's a save the date gedunte that comes out first. Oh, okay. Very nice. You're going to dress up. You know me, I love to dress up.
Yeah.
And it's an intimate dinner. So now you feel like you're in the inner circle. Here I am. Been in Durban for 2 years. She has arrived. I'm there. So we sit down. The food's amazing. It's like a set menu. There's fancy wine. So, and you know when the wines have different glasses, Jasper, that you are really, I mean, opulence. I am like the white bonang. It's happening. It's happening now. And then the evening is coming to an end. People are enjoying aperitifs and other such things.
Yeah.
And we each get a little, like, box.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, ooh, party favors. I mean, that's so nice.
Yeah.
No. Inside of the box, much to my shock, horror, and dismay, there is a tiny piece of paper that has been rolled up that has my name on it.
Yeah.
Stacey plus one. And it's the bill. it's the bill for whatever I enjoyed. Needless to say, I'm not a top shelf drinks kind of girl. Like if it's a brown liquid, I don't really drink it. But there is no way. I mean, like the food was nice, but then all of a sudden you're like, was it that good?
So wait,
I'm looking at the price and I'm like, is that just for me?
Wait, hold up. So the invite didn't have like any suggestion on like you're gonna end up paying for your meal at the end of the night or whatever.
No. Listen. I do believe if you are of a certain age and you're going to go to a thing like that, you must always be prepared. I mean, I had my card with me, so I was fine. But I was just kind of like, it felt a little...
surprising.
Yeah. It might have been her surprise birthday, but me, I was surprised. Also, everyone's like looking at each other like around the table like, okay. And then casually dipping into your bag, you're like, okay, cool, I didn't budget for this, but that's
savings.
Fine. No, but yeah, I mean, I'm not going to tell you how much it was, but it was ridiculous because, I mean, the theme was obviously opulence. So moral of the story here, and just because we need to wrap it up, hashtag unpopular opinion. If you invite me to your birthday soiree, should you pay or should everybody be prepared quite comfortably, whether it's 5-star or a takeout, okay, to pay for themselves? The WhatsApp line is open. Let us discuss. Popular opinionated.
Yes. So Stacey went to a fancy dinner the other day. Black tie vibes. The food was amazing. Drinks were flowing.
Rah rah.
Then, surprisingly, boom, in a nice container, the bill arrives. And what to do, Stacey? Everyone in the table is nervous, looking at each other. This is awkward. I didn't expect it. But here it is, and I have to pay.
Yet, here we are. So when it comes to hosting lavish dinners and parties, and just in general, like, is it your job as the host or the hostess to basically comp the bill?
Yeah.
And by comp the bill, I mean at least the majority of it.
So we've got Damien online, your boyfriend. Apparently he's in love with you.
Okay, one, Damien, he's not my boyfriend. And two, his name is Damon. Damon, welcome back. How are you?
I said his name
Stacey, hope you missed me. Hope you didn't have too much fun on the long weekend without me.
Never. I mean, I could. How could I possibly enjoy myself without you, my dearest Damon? Now, let's focus on... Jace, do calm down. Let's focus on the matter at hand here. This unpopular opinion.
Yes.
Are you inclined to agree? Do you think everybody must pay for themselves, or is it on the hostess with the mostess?
No, listen, if I invited you, I must pay. I'm the host. If I invited you, I must pay. Obviously, a different case, if it's somebody's birthday, the person whose birthday, they don't pay. But if you invite people, no, you should pay.
Okay.
You know, Stacey, when you and Damon go, when Damon invites you, he'll pay for everything. Basically.
No, listen, whether Stacey invites you or not, I'll pay for everything.
Oh,
smooth, eh?
Listen,
doing too much.
What in the charade, smooth operator. Thank you, Damon.
You're welcome.
Stay
Thank
well.
You all for remembering me.
Hard to forget, Damon. Hard to forget. Bye.
Let's go to Lisa.
Hi, East Coast. Nope. If she didn't tell me beforehand that I'm going to pay for the meal, then I'm not paying. She should have said, you will foot your own bill.
Hang on. May I just say something about what Lisa said?
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, this is an easy solve. People are weird about money. You know what I mean? You want to have the bougie dinner. You want to live lavishly, but you can't expect other people to be living lavishly. I spent all my lavish money on the dress. Now I must also pay for my food. I thought that quail was for free. Now I'm like, is there any, do you need me to wash a dish? Like, do you need me to help out?
Stacey, that other night really traumatized you, eh?
No, but the thing is, you must be able to have conversations about money. We're grown, is what I'm saying.
Let's listen to Sonia.
Surely.
Listen, that's like going to a wedding and telling your guests to pay for the food and drinks. Yeah, not.
Hey,
Stacey and Jasabu. Short answer, if you want us to pay, make it an upfront announcement. Simple as that. Nobody's going to be offended, but at least you know what you're getting into.
Guys, I think there's levels to this thing, man. If you can't afford to host people, then you shouldn't be throwing lavish parties. If you're going to ask people to pay to come and enjoy their time that you are at, guys.
I would just like to interject and say that in approximately 2.5 weeks, it is Jay Spoo's birthday, and I will remember this moment. Nick, you heard it? Bookly, you heard it? You can start at Delvey in the background.
I'm having a party by myself in my house. What
a party for one. Interesting behavior.
They don't come and play games. It's 2021, guys. The pandemic is strong.
Stacey and Jay Spoo, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m., East Coast Radio.